This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
With 10 days until the end of the Illinois legislative session, pressure is building for lawmakers to decide whether Chicago should move to an elected school board. It's a question that's been on the table for years, but it could finally be resolved this session. And so activists on all sides are holding rallies or sending out mailers. This is a high-stakes issue that could change Chicago's school district in big ways. WBEZ's education reporter Sarah Karp is here to break it down for us. And Sarah, let's get to know the two sides of the issue. Why do some people want a fully elected board?
So the backdrop here is that Chicago has had a board appointed by the mayor since 1995. It's the only school district in Illinois with an appointed board. Supporters of a fully elected board have been pushing for years, and they say it's about democracy. They also say that elected board members will represent the interests of city residents and will be held accountable to the people that they serve. They also argue that past appointed boards have allowed privatization to go forward unchecked, and that led to the closure or shakeup of more than 200 schools. This is G2 Brown, president of the Kenwood-Oakland Community Organization, speaking at a rally earlier this week.
Privatization is about the removal of black and brown families from urban spaces. It has nothing to do with what's in the best interest of children. Our tears tell that story.
And Sarah, who are the opponents of a fully elected board and why?
Opponents of an elected school board include Mayor Lori Lightfoot, which I should point out she ran on supporting an elected school board, but now has changed her mind. The opponents argue that campaign money and special interests could corrupt an elected board, rendering it incapable of governing effectively or representing anyone's interests well. Also, they say the appointed board produced results, including academic growth of students, and that ultimately an appointed board holds the mayor responsible for the quality of the school district. Outgoing CEO Janice Jackson opposes an elected board, as does the Civic Federation, which is an influential watchdog group. There also are some organizations that sound neutral publicly, but they actually appear to be really supportive of the mayor's position and against an elected school board. One of them is Stand for Children Illinois. You might have received a glossy mailer from them. It's part of a six-figure campaign that urges people to call their state lawmakers and tell them to come up with a compromise.
So let's step over to what's going on in Springfield. What bills are actually pending?
So there are two bills, both proposed by Democrats. One has already passed the House, and it creates 20 districts that would each elect a board member plus a president elected at large. State Senator Robert Martwick introduced the bill. He argues that having distinct districts would ensure diversity and limit the money candidates would need to campaign. The other bill is sponsored by Kimberly Lightford this year as a gesture to the mayor. Lightfoot's bill would create a hybrid board that mixes elected and appointed members, but would allow the mayor to continue to appoint the majority. Because this bill puts the overwhelming power in the hands of the mayor, many believe the mayor is using it as a starting point for negotiations to try to find a compromise, but this bill hasn't moved anywhere.
So how's it likely to all turn out?
No one really knows, but I will tell you that the mayor is running up against really strong support for Martwick's bill. State Senate President Don Harmon promised he would bring a bill to the floor this year, and it looks like there's enough votes to pass it. Now, Harmon wants a compromise that starts Chicago as a hybrid, but ultimately gives a fully elected school board to the city. So it seems like the real thing that people are negotiating is the timeline to a fully elected school board and whether the mayor can live with it. Now, a lot of legislation passes at the very last minute, so stay tuned.
That's WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp. Sarah, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
This is WBEZ.